What's up, guys? Welcome to Moving the Chains podcast. I'm Matt.
And I'm Brady.
And we're your two hosts for this season, I guess, of podcasts. I mean, it'll go beyond a season, but this is just an adventure. We'll talk all things ball, NFL, college, you name it. I mean, we're going to have regular guests coming on here, too, that also love ball. So it's just going to be an adventure.
Yep. We're just here to talk about all the latest updates, trades, all that juicy stuff. Hey, you maybe even get some college ball in here, but I don't know. You got to stay tuned.
Yeah. You got to stay tuned. All right. First, though, coming out of New York, exciting news. The Jets pick up Davante Adams, reunited with his Green Bay buddy.
I don't know about you, Matt, but this could look a little scary in that East division.
It could. I mean, I think Davante and Rodgers, both in their 30s, they know how to play ball, and they're coming to this Jets organization looking for a ring.
Mm-hmm. You take one of the best receivers of all time and throw him with one of the most accurate quarterbacks of all time. That's scary.
It's scary, just like we saw in Green Bay. It's scary. And I think Davante Adams, this is just a relief for him after the nightmare, frankly, that he's been going through the past couple years. I mean, he's been from Green Bay, then he went to the Raiders to reunite with Derek Carr. And that, look how that worked out. Derek Carr's in NOLA right now, all right?
I mean, disaster in Las Vegas, if I say so myself. I mean, every game I looked over at Davante Adams, he looked like he was getting ready to ball his eyes out. I mean, when you got Jimmy Garoppolo throwing the ball, I mean, he might be a hot-looking dude, but man, does that dude suck.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just grateful to have a good quarterback and, frankly, a future Hall of Famer. I mean, I don't know if you heard the tapes from Davante in Las Vegas, but it was clear that he was just not happy with the situation there. I mean, he said it himself. He was about to get killed every game.
No. Let me give you some stats real quick. Aaron Rodgers has thrown 68 career touchdowns to Davante Adams for 17,517 yards and completed 615 regular season passes. That's impressive.
That is impressive. I mean, that's beyond impressive. That's, yeah. 17,000 yards to one receiver is nasty in a career. I mean,
will it continue? I don't know. I really don't.
I don't know. Because the Jets, I mean, their organization isn't the best. They just fired Sala. And I think their management, you know, it's done a toll on the rookies of the past. I mean, Geno's come in there and looked like absolute crap. But he's left there, and he bounced around a couple places, ended up in Seattle, and just had a career revival in there. And same with Sam Darnold. He's now in Minnesota, and he's balling. I cannot lie. He is balling.
He's balling. Was it the Jets that ruined him? Did he just suck?
I don't know. Because he was with the Panthers, too. And now,
Lord have mercy, was that awful.
Right. The Panthers are in a dark place right now. But the
Speaking of trades, Amari Cooper to the Bills.
That's a big one. That is a big one. I mean, the Bills, I can't lie, I'm a Bills hater. Okay? I think they're the most consistently overrated team in football year in, year out. Josh Allen is not that good. He throws way too many interceptions, has way too many turnovers. But with all that being said, with this Amari Cooper trend, I think that – I don't know. I think I got a take. I think that Josh Allen has to be more conservative with his balls because he doesn't have Diggs. He doesn't have Davis. He just has Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, and I don't even know. But
and he's throwing
Curtis Samuel.
All of them. Absolute dots.
True. He does make every one of them receivers look way better than they should be.
Yeah, he does.
He makes Curtis Samuel looked like he deserved that contract Washington gave him.
I think the Bills win that division, not by two games, by three.
Whoa. Okay.
First of all, the Patriots in that division, and my Lord, they suck.
Patriots are straight cheeks.
Absolute cheeks. I take a baby's butt cheeks, and they look the exact same to the New England Patriots.
Facts. And same with the Dolphins. You think Tyler Huntley's bad? Let me pull some stats from Tyreek Hill this year alone, okay?
And Tyreek Hill. To a tag of a one concussion away from dying, literally.
He is. And I mean, I don't know. Tyreek has taken a big hit on his productivity. I mean, here's the stats from this year. And he leads the team with 286 receiving yards, 23 receptions, and one touchdown through 6 weeks. That's just pathetic from what he put up last year, almost eclipsing the 2,000-yard mark. I mean, it's unreal.
Tyler Huntley sucks.
I agree.
I think whatever – I forget what the heck their coach's name is, but
– what's his
That's besides the point. Right now it looks like a mafia boss right now. And yeah. I think the Dolphins are on their way to a losing season, if I might say so myself.
I think so, too. I think the Dolphins, I mean, do you take a quarterback in this draft? Do you? If you have a high enough draft pick, do you take a quarterback, let him develop? And, I mean, you could – because Tua, like Brady said, if he's one concussion away from maybe retirement, you don't know. He could pull a Damar Hamlin. We don't know, okay? He could literally lose his life on that field. And, I mean –
back to Cooper. Not only does that hurt the Browns, because they also
– not that they're already hurting, but like
– yeah.
Because now their number one is Jerry Jeudy, who I wouldn't say is a star wide receiver.
I don't know. I'm interested to see. Will Amari Cooper show up? I'm interested to see how many yards he'll have, touchdowns.
Right. Because he is a little older. Not like super old, but a little older.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's a good trade for the Bills. I think that Josh Allen, he might continue on this MVP track, all right?
Might.
He might, if he doesn't start turning the ball over. I mean, he has no interceptions this year. Let's keep that up.
He has to. I think he has to keep that up. Don't want to make it to the playoffs.
Right, because we all know the Bills choke in the playoffs. They rarely make it past the divisional, if at all. And they got to be legit for them to have a shot this year. I don't know. The AFC is so stacked with talent that they just can't afford mistakes.
One of your most famous quotes is, the Bills choke more than an unsupervised baby on Legos. And I don't know. I don't think they're going to choke this year personally, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, we will see.
Very controversial question.
Okay.
Who do you think is the most overrated quarterback in the NFL?
Whew, that's a tough one, Brady. I can't lie. That is a tough one. But right now,
I'm interested to see what yours is.
This is a little controversial itself, okay? I know a lot of the viewers out there might be thinking that this is complete bullcrap, but I'm going to go with Patty Mahomes, or better known as Patty Mafraud, okay? Listen to these stats I have lined up for you this year. Actually, we're going to play a little game. Would you rather have out of these two quarterbacks? One has 1,235 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions, with a passer rating of 88.9 and a QBR of 57.8.
Okay.
And the second guy I have lined up, 1,334 yards, 8 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, passer rating of 89.2. Which one would you rather have?
I mean, I don't know the record of them, but I would probably take the second one.
Second one is going to be Trevor Lawrence, okay?
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, okay? T-Law, the one in, I think, 5 Jaguars. The 1-5.
Oh, they Jaguars. Are 1-5.
Exactly. And Mahomes is the first one, okay? As many touchdowns as picks, which isn't a lot, 6 through 6 games. So that's like 1 a game. Pretty average, pretty below average.
Mm-hmm.
6 interceptions, I mean.
That's pretty pathetic. Let me tell you mine.
Yeah.
Deshaun Massage Watson.
Okay, I like that. But did he have high hopes coming in this year?
There are no buts. He sucks.
He does.
Let me back up myself a little bit. Let's take a look. He has 1,012 20 passing yards, five touchdowns, three picks, with a 76.6 passer rating. That's not even the worst part.
Mm-hmm.
This man is 28 for 80 on third down conversions. That is the worst in the NFL.
That's bad.
I've seen some videos where it looks like he's skipping rocks out here. I mean, right. this dude, I can't even say what I was going to say next, but he is awful.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a shell of his 2019 self. A shell.
A shell. An utter shell.
Yep. I mean, 2019, he looked like him. And, Now
it looks like he'll be getting massages like by the end of the year.
Yeah, he should go back to massaging.
He was better at that.
I mean, it's just, it's disappointing from him this year. Truly disappointing. Especially with the Browns' whole organization relying on this man from the contract, the sheer contract they gave him.
It's just sad.
Yeah, I mean, you think Kevin Stefanski's going to get fired? Personally, I think it's on the table. It's on the table.
All right. So we did most underrated. I mean, we did most overrated. No, most underrated.
All right, I'm going to hit you with this. And this is a little surprising, too.
Okay.
But I stand by this wholeheartedly, okay?
Let me
hit you with a little Baker Mayfield action. That boy down in Tampa.
My second.
Stats for this year. 1,489 yards. 15 touchdowns, 5 picks. 109.4 passer rating. And a 62.5 QBR rate. All right?
That's pretty
dang good.
Let me hit you with mine.
Okay.
Jared Goff.
Okay. He slipped my mind.
So far, his touchdowns, 4 picks, 1,330 yards with a 105.3 pass rating. When he played the Dallas Cowboys, he had 153.8 passer rating. And that's not even it. I don't know if you were watching. I believe it was either Sunday or Thursday night against the Seattle Seahawks. This man literally went perfect. He did not
even caught one. I mean, like you said, 153.8 passer rating is staggering. Just staggering.
And he spanked the utter crap out of the Cowboys on Jerry's birthday.
I mean, he did.
He did.
He spanked him like my dad spanked me. I can't lie.
Whoa.
It was wild.
Holy.
I mean, yeah, he's looking like him right now. I think Detroit has their guy. I mean, it's undoubtable Detroit has their guy.
Detroit has their guy.
And he's young, too.
Oh, yeah, he's young.
He's a little youngin'.
Noble.
Right.
He can sling that, John.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's get in. Who are your top three worst teams in the NFL so far?
All right. I'm going to hit you with number three first.
Okay.
Number three worst team in the league. I'm going to hit you with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I like that.
Okay. Now, record-wise, they might be one of the worst. All right. And I didn't go just based off record.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like the Jaguars situation. I don't like Doug Peterson. Frankly, I don't like Trevor Lawrence. Okay?
His hair is the only thing.
Yeah. I think it's just a pitiful situation down in Jacksonville, frankly.
I agree. I really do. All right, who are your other two?
All right. Let me hit you with number two. I'm going to give you the New England Patriots. Okay? Mm-hmm. The Pats. Up in New England. I mean, their O-line, it's straight booty, okay? It cannot stop a nosebleed, all right? And then, on top of that, your receiving corps, DeMario Douglas, Jalen Polk, and KJ Osborne, are you kidding me right now? That's looking like the Chiefs from 2 years ago, all right? And then, on top of that, you got Jared Mayo, who frankly... He's a new coach. I don't love him. I don't hate him. He hasn't shown me anything to be happy about.
All right.
This is my number one worst team in the league. I don't think it's a surprise. I think it's just the Cleveland Browns just straight suck. All right.
Whoa.
They spent a huge amount of money on Deshaun Watson, who frankly cannot get any worse. Okay. Like the statistics that you pointed out for us earlier.
Oh, yeah.
All right. They're just riddled with injuries right now. Injury on top of injury. I don't know if you saw that game against the Eagles. They lost a couple of good players. All right. A couple key players for that team.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, they lost their tackle, one of their tackles. And they did. Jerome Ford also went down with an injury.
And no Nick Chubb.
And no Nick Chubb. So, I don't know where you go if you're the Browns. I think you tank. I think you get a quarterback. I think you develop him. But frankly, I wouldn't want my rookie quarterback sitting behind Deshaun Watson because frankly, there's nothing to learn. Okay? He could be better off on his own. All right? Just throw him in. He has nothing to learn from Deshaun Watson. He's that bad. Okay?
All right. Let me hit you with mine.
Yeah, hit me with him.
We're going to go 3. I have the Cleveland Browns. No, take that back. I have the Jacksonville Jaguars at 3.
Okay.
I don't know what's much more to say about them, but they're awful.
They are.
Doug Peterson, he needs to be fired. If anyone says otherwise, they're lying. Trevor Lawrence, the only thing he has going for him is his beautiful hair. And
amen.
They got rid of Calvin Ridley and Gabe not cutting it, so I don't see anything for the Jaguars this season.
Yeah, I mean, their receiving core is just like midtown, all right? It's dead midtown. Yeah. They got mid-second string wide receivers making up their whole core right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also, how are we about to do this to London, all right? We're going to make them watch the Patriots and the Jaguars in London. We can't
We're
do
not
that,
watching so. It once, but twice. Jacksonville twice.
Right. London's just, I mean, we haven't done anything this bad to London since we beat them in the Revolutionary War. I can't even lie, all right? London's getting cooked. I can't lie.
Let's just keep soccer in London. Football is,
right.
At least put someone else besides Jacksonville in there.
Right. I mean, people are calling them the London Jaguars, and I can't blame them. London kind of sucks. Let's give them Jacksonville. It suits them.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to hit you with 2, the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, all right.
Cleveland Browns. I mean, you mentioned, we've already hated on them enough in this video that there's no sign of hope. They just lost their 1 receiver. Personally, if I was Kevin Stefanski, which will probably get fired in the next week, I would tank.
Right. I agree, man.
I just think they will.
Right. You can't get any worse.
You can't.
You can't.
And for the whopping 1, I was shocked that you didn't say them. They are the worst football team in the planet. Carolina Panthers.
All right.
They are awful.
Okay.
Andy Dalton, he came in, you know, he had an electric game against Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened. I think I saw a little bit of gray hair coming in after those last couple weeks. Bryce is built like a freaking twig.
Yeah, he's built like a fifth grader.
I don't see anything in the near future. I really don't.
If I may give an honorable mention.
Let me hear it.
Let me honorable mention the Tennessee Titans. All right? Straight booty cheeks. Will Levis, worst ball knowledge I've ever seen in my life. Mithman's throwing interception after interception when he's getting sacked and then getting on his knees like he's praying to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, all right? Like, get off your knees and start trying to make a tackle. This man is cheeks, all right? I mean, Tony Pollard, I don't know if you saw a picture of him lately. This man's hairline, it's cooked, bro. I can't even lie. It's back.
Every week.
Bad. And then, I don't even know where to,
I would burn my jersey. I would.
Yeah. I can't even lie. The Tennessee Titans have pretty ugly jerseys anyway, so.
Yeah.
The whole probably doing a solid. Just, Will Levis, if I'm Tennessee, re-pick up Ryan Tannehill, bro. It'd probably be an upgrade.
Say that. Just pick him up again.
Pick him up again. Don't do this to your fans, Tennessee. Pick him up again. Pick up someone.
I can't even watch it anymore.
I can't. Tennessee's right. Just, I don't know. They're frustrating.
Top three best teams, in your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to hit you with number three again. So, my number three best team in the league? The Vikings, all right? Now, this, all right, is a like team, this is a team coming into this year. They're supposed to be cheeks, all right? They lost several key guys on defense, but there's been some guys stepping up for this team. I mean,
Andrew Van Ginkle.
Exactly. That's my dog. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yep. I mean, especially because their secondary, it's been playing better than expected, okay? Especially since they lost that cornerback in that car accident. I forget his name. I can't lie. But after he was gone in the car accident, then everybody was hating on the Minnesota Vikings. And then how about Sam Darnold stepping in here and just carrying this team to a 5-0 record against some pretty legit teams, too, and defense.
He really just re-brought back his career.
He did. I saw this Instagram post. He was going to get $50 million a year proposed. I just had to bring that up because that's outrageous coming from a man that was, you know, tossed around from Carolina to...
Like a rag doll he was tossed.
From Carolina to Niners to the Jets. I mean, he had a career resurgence.
He did. And I'm happy for him.
I am happy for him. Yeah, I mean, I like Sam Darnold. And he's young, too. He's 27.
Yeah. All right, what's number two?
Number two, give me the Detroit Lions. Okay?
Let's go.
I like this Detroit team. I like Jared Goff. I like Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I like David Montgomery, who just got the big contract extension. I love Dan Campbell. Favorite coach in the league right now. No cap. I mean,
I don't know if he's saw. It was against Dallas last week. Dan Campbell threw a hook and ladder to an O lineman, Penei Sewell. That's unheard of.
That's a ballsy play right there.
He has balls of titanium.
Titanium. I mean, his balls are made out of the new iPhone 16 material. I can.
Whoa.
I mean, especially because he goes for it on fourth and whatever. He does not care.
Oh, no.
He does not give a rat's hat what yardage it is. He's going for that, John, okay?
Every time.
So, give me the Detroit Lions at two. And then my number one team, it's not the Chiefs. It's the Baltimore Ravens.
Whoa. Okay?
This rushing duo from Lamar and Derrick Henry is lethal, okay? Lethal. Absolutely lethal. Teams haven't been able to find a way to stop it this year. I think they'll continue not to find a way to stop it this year. And my prediction is Derrick Henry rushes for 2,000 yards this year. I mean, I really like this Ravens team. And this is coming from a Steelers fan. Of course we're going to sweep them, but they're still the best team in the league.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Let me give you my top three. Okay. Number three, Minnesota Vikings. I think.
All right.
I wish the best for them. 5-0 start. I don't know when the last time they were 5-0.
I don't know either.
I think they're looking pretty good this year. I think they could really make a run. That is a hot take. That might be that is the best division in football currently.
Currently, it is.
Currently, no doubt in my mind.
Also, a hot take. They have the best QBs in the league in the North. Best QBs in the league playing right now in the North.
That is a hot take, but we'll get to that maybe another episode.
Maybe.
Number two.
I mean, if I may say something, though, hold up. I got to say something. All right, hold up. I don't know if y'all saw the Rams-Packers game. All right. I started watching that, and Jordan Love uncorked a deep ball for Romeo Doubs in triple coverage. guy hanging on him. I'm like, that is a terrible ball. Get him out of Green Bay, okay? But next thing I know, I'm seeing Romeo Doubs come down with that ball. Could not be any more perfectly placed by Jordan Love. And I think you're seeing that accuracy that you learned from Aaron Rodgers all these years on display.
I agree. All right. I think my number two. I couldn't even sleep last night because I was thinking, I was debating the one and the two. I had to put the Lions at two. I am a Detroit guy. Probably my second favorite team besides the Steelers.
All right.
I think they might win the Super Bowl this year. They should have made it last year, but they low-key choked that NFC Championship. As you already mentioned, Dan Campbell, he's him.
He's the GOAT, bro. He's him.
They have the best running back duo in the NFL. No doubt in my mind.
I agree.
And I think, I don't know, they're scary.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like what I heard about the Lions a couple days ago. I heard from David Montgomery, actually. He said they're the land of misfit toys, and I like that.
I do like that.
I mean, you have Jared Goff coming in here from the Rams, tossed aside. He was in a trade for Matthew Stafford, and the Rams just kind of threw him in there like, oh, you can have a quarterback while you rebuild. Here you go. Here's Jared Goff. Yeah. And the next thing you know, he turns into the guy. I watched some David Montgomery tape when he was on the Bears. He looked all right. He looked average. But now he's looking like him. And now he's part of the best running back duo in the league. So I like that they're the land of misfit toys. And I like that they could make the Super Bowl this year.
I agree. And for my number one team in the NFL, might get a lot of hate, but how about those Chiefs?
That's crazy. I cannot lie.
They lose the Super Bowl, they will be the best team in the NFL. It pains me to say it. It really does. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. Okay. And they're 5-0, back-to-back Super Bowl champions. I don't know which more you can say that they're not the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, it's tough when they're 5-0.
It is.
Even when their quarterback's playing like dog water, but his improvisational abilities are still king. But statistically, he is playing like a below-average quarterback.
And their tight end is, I don't even know what's up with them.
Yeah, what's up with Travis Kelce, man? I mean, he's just ready for retirement at this point.
I think he is.
He's begging for it.
I think if they win the Super Bowl, he might retire.
Right. I mean, they do. It helps when you have a fast receiving core, too. They had Hollywood Brown before he went down. They had they have Xavier Worthy, and who's, you know, hitting 18 miles an hour easily. And then they had Rashee Rice. I mean, he clocks in at a top speed of like 127. So, you know, they just got a fast receiving core.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. I don't think they'll win the Super Bowl this year. I really don't.
No, I think the AFC is about as stacked as it's ever been.
No Rashee Rice hurts. I mean, Patrick Mahomes just absolutely suplexed him in the knee.
Patrick Mahomes was on a little kamikaze mission to take out his own receiver. He was like, screw it. I'm taking him down. I'm winning this again with no receivers. That's what he was thinking.
That's all he does.
That's all he does is win without receivers.
He just hurts himself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Hey.
And for the final question of episode one of the podcast, who are your predictions?
Shoot.
Give them to me.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to hit you with my coach of the year first. All right.
All right.
I'm going to hit you with my boy Dan Quinn. And I'm going to give you a few reasons why.
Mm.
Okay. Now, this man not only has the team in playoff contention, but he's winning the East right now. All right. Currently, as we speak, he's winning the East.
He is.
Okay. He's a dog, man. He's living this team up. And I think the players, they respect him. They love him. I mean, they say it themselves. He's livened this team up, and he's brought a whole new life into this team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to get Coach of the Year. I think it's no question. And considering the turnaround this team has had, they've won as many games this year as they won last year, and it's only week six.
Normally, I disagree, but that is also my Coach of the Year. Dan Quinn went from a defensive coordinator in Dallas to literally flipping a pathetic organization right back on its feet.
Right.
Yeah. I'm excited for the Commanders. I think they can really – I don't think this is a fluke. I think they're one of the best teams in the NFL currently.
All right. Now for my comeback player of the year. I'm going to have my boy Aaron Rodgers, and I'm going to give you some stats to back that up. Nothing too crazy, all right? Nothing, like, off the wall. But he has 1,387 passing yards with a 61.8 completion percentage, 9 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and a passer rating of 84.4 and a QBR rating of 50.3. Now, that may not sound amazing, but considering this man has come back from a torn Achilles, okay?
Okay.
And he's balling out the way he is. Now, some people say he's not. Some people say he is. I mean, to come back from a torn Achilles and do that, I think it has to be him.
I like that pick. Not where I was going. Okay. I was actually going with my man, Kirko Chains.
Okay. Perk Thuggins.
Not only did he... I thought he was going to stay in Minnesota. I mean... pains me you have to move his family all the way down to Atlanta, but wow, has he turned that organization around.
All right.
Also came back from an injury, and I'm not going to lie, he's been balling.
He has been balling. He has. He has indeed. That game against the Bucks, straight Perk Thuggins on display. Prime
509 passing yards.
Uh-huh. Who said Kirk can't ball in prime time? I definitely didn't.
I didn't either.
I mean, hey, that's a valid take. I guess we'll see where it goes at the end of the year.
I like that.
All right. Now I'm going to hit you with my offensive player of the year.
All right. Let me hear it.
All right. Now it's Derrick Henry. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. Like I said earlier when I was talking about the Ravens, I have him going for 2,000 yards this year. He has 119 carries for 704 yards and 8 touchdowns. Average of almost 6 yards per carry at 5.9. All right. I don't think it's any question that Derrick Henry wins Offensive Player of the Year. Him with Lamar is just dangerous. All right.
That was also my Offensive Player of the Year. Derrick Henry. He has had 300-plus yard games.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It is impressive. It's beyond impressive. And especially considering his age, too.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Come on now. He's 30 and he's still balling.
He's looking like he just entered the league.
He's looking like prime AP right now.
That's a little crazy, but all
right. He's 30. That's like dead for a running back, and he's dropping 100-yard games left and right.
I agree. Right. I think he's going to win it.
DPOY right now, TJ Watt. Now, this man's been shafted out of this award for the past couple seasons, actually. All right?
When he tied
the single-season sack record and didn't win it, I was... livid. I was furious, all right? But this man, 4.5 sacks, a whopping 3 forced fumbles, mm-hmm. and 19 solo tackles. I mean, if he doesn't win it again, something's ripped.
If he doesn't win it again, I'm going to Roger Goodell, pantsing him, and then spanking him, because I'm sick of it.
That's a little wild, I can't lie, but that's crazy. That's
a little wild, but I don't care.
All right.
Keep in mind.
Give me...
I don't know if you've been seeing these games, but... he gets downright double-teamed and chip-blocked every time he goes to the quarterback.
And he's still getting through.
And he's still getting through.
Yeah. I mean, all right. Is he also DPOY?
He is my DPOY. Okay. Without a doubt.
Give me my offensive rookie of the year this year. Now, this might catch all y'all off guard. But give me my boy... out of New York, Malik Nabers. All right.
Oh, boo.
Hear me out. All right. 35 receptions, 386 yards, 3 touchdowns, average of 11 yards per catch. Okay. This man, mind you, is doing this with Danny Dimes, okay, who I wouldn't say is the best quarterback in the league right now, all right? He's probably far from it.
He's now, actually ranked last in the NFL.
Right. Now, this is just insane production out of a rookie through six games, plus he's injured for a couple of them. So, I mean, let me give you – hear this stat line right here, all right?
Let me hear it.
Now, Brandon Ayuk, he's one of the – he was one of the best receivers in football coming into this year, all right? But this year, his stat line is looking pretty pathetic, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit you with 23 receptions for 351 yards and zero touchdowns. Malik Nabers is playing as good, if not better, than Brandon Ayuk. Supposed to be one of the best receivers in football this year. All right?
Now, I don't know. If you saw – everyone knows he has a concussion in that right. one game against Dallas.
Right. It was reported he's back in practice, though.
Is he?
Is he? Yes, he is.
Later that month, he was caught going to a Travis Scott concert.
Okay.
With a concussion. And the two most things to avoid when you have a concussion is bright lights and loud noises. And I don't know if you've ever been to a concert, but that's exactly what it is. And they asked Brian Daboll, and he was not happy.
I mean, if you just want to listen to some Travis Scott, you know, I don't know. But yeah, bright lights and loud noises are definitely what you will find at a Travis Scott concert. Probably some gunshots, too.
Now, I don't know about you, but I believe everyone out there watching right now has Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
For Offensive Rookie of the Year. It's plain and simple. 1,404 passing yards so far, 6 touchdowns, 2 picks, 107.1 passer rating. I don't know if you watched that Monday night game against the Bengals. 21 for 23. 204 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 picks, and the win. That's pretty darn good. I'm going to make a bold statement.
Yeah.
Really bold statement. I believe when Jaden Daniels retires, he will be better than Lamar Jackson.
That's an interesting statement. Are you saying passing-wise or rushing-wise?
I think all.
Okay, just overall.
I think he can already throw better than him. I think he can throw better already than him.
Okay.
That's just me, though. That's just me.
Yeah. I mean, it might just be you. I'll stick with my guy Malik Nabers. I mean, Daboll might not have been happy with him, but I don't think Daboll has a choice to be happy or not because Malik Nabers is the best player on this offense right now, and he's just him, okay?
I think we'll have to see. We'll see at the end of the year.
We will. I got my deep defensive rookie of the year. Give me Jared Verse out of Los Angeles. 14 solo tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble out of this guy. And he's not even a defensive lineman. He's a linebacker.
Yeah. That was also mine, Jared Verse.
Yeah.
Out of L.A.
This was not a tough pick for me. I can't lie. I spent a lot of time thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were not a lot of guys that stuck out to me.
I like Jared Verse, though. With the absence of Aaron Donald, I think he stepped up pretty well. I think he's going to have a pretty good career with L.A. Well, I'm excited.
I am, too. I mean, this is a team, L.A., supposed to suck without Aaron Donald. They lost a bunch of key pieces. But I think Jared Verse is growing into this role just fine.
I do, too. I really do.
Now, the question everybody's been wanting to know, MVP.
I've got my
me personally locked hot and loaded. Take. I got myself a little Joseph Burrow, all right? Okay? I like Joe Burrow.
I need you to back it up. Back it up.
His record might not show it, but his stats 100% are, okay? Now, he is a 71.6 completion percentage, okay?
All right.
He has 1,578 yards. 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, a passer rating of 110.3, and a QBR rate of 75.1. On top of that, the Bengals have one of the easiest schedules left in the league. I think Burrow is going to continue to ball out, and I think he'll walk home with his MVP.
Interesting. I mean, I don't hate to take, but that's not where I was headed. I want my boy down in Buffalo. Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
Stop. bro.
This man has gotten so much hate for turning over the ball. Let me back it up a little bit.
You're riding him more than a carousel.
I am, and I will continue to.
Please.
Please. He's had 1,160 yards, 10 touchdowns, 0 picks, 0. With a 106.8 passer rating. And keep in mind, he was doing all this with Curtis Samuel. I don't know. That's pretty good.
That's valid. Valid. But now, if we look at the schedule for the remaining schedule, okay? I can't lie, it's pretty easy. They got Titans, Seahawks, Miami, Colts. Next 4 games, all right? Pretty darn easy. But the Bengals also, they have the Browns, the Eagles, the Raiders, and the Ravens. I think they go 3-1 down this stretch, bringing their total up to 5-5. I think they get 500.
I disagree, but I don't know.
Now, see, I don't know, because I don't know if y'all saw that game against the Ravens where Joe Burrow threw 5 touchdowns to 1 interception. Absolute god mode, okay? But that just kind of solidified it for me that Joe Burrow and the Bengals are back. And that was just an unfortunate loss to them because the Ravens are the best team in the league right now.
All right.
Any other team, they would have blown them out. Whoever bet the over on that game, they were a happy camper.
All right.
I mean, I think we disagree on a couple of things here. So it's interesting to see how the season's going to turn out. You know,
we'll talk. I don't know. We're going to come out with a couple more episodes. So you gotta stay tuned.
That's going to do it for the first episode of the Moving the Chains podcast with your hosts. I'm Matt.
And I'm Brady.
And we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Yes, sir.